This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The president's move last week to end, at least temporarily, the partial government shutdown was welcome news to just about everyone across the country. It puts thousands of federal employees back to work with paychecks for at least a few weeks. Besides the president's border wall, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the negotiations could involve a lot of other important matters, like the ag labor shortage.
My understanding is that we will be using the Homeland Security bills that were products of both the House and Senate as starting places, and those bills did have increased funding for border security, and so I think that is a good movement on both sides. That, as you know, Nancy Pelosi famously said, not even a dollar towards a wall, and so if we are using those bills as a starting point, that's a good sign that there is some movement in that position.
Newhouse says both sides appear to be showing some willingness to sit down and get serious about the talks.
I think it shows that the president is very much willing to negotiate and come to a positive outcome here. So if we see similar signs from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, I think that'll be a good thing.
The president signed a measure that funds the government through February 15th, but warns if he can't get a fair deal for border wall funding by then, the government will shut down again.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.